today, and I'm so thankful for the rain that we woke up with and for everybody that did a little bit of sacrificing. That's a little thematic hint for our lesson today, to be present today. And I appreciate your attendance as well as all of the leaders. And I also wanted to use this time to say thank you to my two small groups. I have the opportunity to be in the leadership small group, and we meet every Tuesday. And then I also have my own little small group on Wednesday. Both have continued to influence me in my spiritual development and encourage me every week and every day. Just the little different touch points that they have. I could not stand before you today if I did not have the influence and the impact of those two groups of very special women in my life. So at this time, I'd like to go ahead and open us up in prayer before we begin our look at chapters 8 and 9 in 1 Corinthians. So if you'll bow your head with me. Dear Jesus, thanks so much for the blessing of a new day. Thank you for all of the friends that are gathered together, all the special relationships in this room, and the powerful, powerful impact that each one of those relationships has interdependently upon our group, as well as to those that aren't part of our group. We know, Lord, that we're watched every day. We're heard every day. And it is just our request, Lord, that we continue to be used by you in others' lives to further your kingdom. Please help us to remember this very special calling that all of us have and this responsibility that we have to represent well your kingdom. Bless this time together, and thank you for today. It's in your heavenly name we pray. Amen. A few announcements before we move along. If you have your calendar handy or your device, you might want to make note of the following. You know, you have to remember to say that these days. You might want to make note of the following. On November the 9th, here at Covenant, we have a day of service, church-wide service for all ages and stages, and it's entitled Shaped to Serve. And this is a wonderful time to either get with your small group, which is a great idea, and participate in a community impact project or a project here on campus to employ and deploy your little people in your life, whether it is your own children or your grandchildren or your bonus children that you have. But it's a time to roll up your sleeves and to work side by side as brothers and sisters in the kingdom to make a positive difference in others' lives. You can sign up for Shape to Serve on the patio here, and hopefully somebody back here can check and see if we also can sign up online for Shape to Serve. I wasn't up on if we could not. Yes? K. Austin at 334-3030. 512. Thank you, Deb Reber. She's my leader. Awesome. Thank you for the prop. And then Manos de Cristo is a ministry here, and they annually, during the holiday season, for those of you who are new to our group and maybe aren't members here at Covenant, you can order through them tamales, and this year they are adding to the menu coffee and hot chocolate. And you can place those orders for the holidays, and it will all be packaged and ready for you to pick up here at the patio on December the 6th. So, and I'm going to see if we're up and ready. Should it go? Oh, yeah. Okay. Ready on the patio, December the 6th. And then on the 13th, we have a wonderful time planned with observance of the Lord's Supper. We have an open table here at Covenant, so everybody has the opportunity to participate in partaking the Lord's Supper together. We thought that would be a special time for our group corporately, as that will be the launch into the holiday season and a time for us to really reflect on that time together. So those are our announcements today. And the title of our lesson is going to be The Power of One. And I think that we're going to